this afternoon's this meditation session. So, and you know, especially those have already meditated many years, you know, sometimes we tend to neglect that. So sometimes that in our daily life that we need to strengthen our present moment awareness. And because that in our daily life, and sometimes we still need to interact with people, isn't it? You still need to talk to people. We're still part of the world. And sometimes, of course, you know, sometimes maybe we cannot control the people outside us. Sometimes they might say silly things to us. They might have done us wrong, you know, said something that is nasty. And we find it very difficult to let it go, isn't it? If that happened that day, you go back, you sit there, your mind go on and on and on and on, and repeating what that person said, isn't it? It's quite common. We cannot avoid that, you know, because, you know, it's easy to say, oh, I can just don't bother what that person said, but you just can't help it, you can't do it, isn't it? So you just can't help it that, you know, if the day that, you know, maybe you have an argument with someone, or sometimes some people said, you know, silly things to you and being nasty, you know, then, you know, you go back. It's very difficult to become peaceful, isn't it? You've been bothered, you know, it will disturb your mind, and your mind will just go on and on, not wait to let go. One of the reasons that we hold on to things like that, not be able to forgive and let go, because of our present moment awareness that is not strong. It's because of we always either live in the past, we always relive and revisit what is happening, keep going back to, you know, this person do that, that person do that, you know. Or sometimes also we cannot forgive ourselves. Sometimes after sitting, oh, I shouldn't have said that, I shouldn't have done this, you know. And then go on and on and on. And even though you get, shut up, not to do that, you know. The mind is just, you know, it's non-self, isn't it? You cannot control. The mind will go on and on and on and on. So partly because of our present moment awareness is not strong, because of we keep, you know, going relive the past, you know, and then worrying about the future, you know. There's like not be able to stay in this present moment, you know. There's like a partly of that. So if you be able to apply, you know, your moment-to-moment awareness in your daily life, try to do one thing at a time, you know, try to be focused. Whatever you do things, you do one thing at a time, you know, you finish up this thing, you know, even though sometimes, like, you know, when you're doing, for example, when we're washing our dishes and then we start to think, we start to plan our next meal, then we say, no, stop. Let me finish this. If I'm washing dishes, then I'm just washing dishes. Not other thing. So because sometimes when we are here, isn't it, the body is here but the mind is not here, so we are not really being, you know, with ourselves in this moment. So actually our mind and our body actually is not in touch. We don't even in touch with our feeling, how we feel, isn't it? Because the mind is just go on and on and on, and being, you know, so caught up with what happened, you know. And of course sometimes we cannot avoid, because, you know, we still need to interact right in the world. So if you strengthen, that will help you. And another thing that is very useful that it can help too, before your meditation, you can do do forgiveness before your meditation. That really helps you. So afterwards we will do a guiding meditation, like doing forgiveness. So you bring, you know, the person that, you know, that causes you hurt or harm or difficulties, you know, before you sit, you just relax, and you bring that person to mind, or whoever that causes you any difficulties and harms, you bring them to mind, and imagining that person holding some candles, flowers, incense, and the person come to you said, you know, if I have done anything, you know, by bodily speech or mind causes you any hurts or harm, and please forgive me. And then you imagine that, okay, you just smile, and that unconditionally you forgive that person. So that actually when you do that, it softens your mind. If not, your mind just go on and on and on. So, and then you also bring to mind the people that you have causes them, you know, difficulties or harming. You don't feel that, you know, it's sometimes you hurt their feelings, or especially sometimes we tend to hurt someone, loved one, you know, much more, you know, hurts their feelings. We bring them to mind and imagining that you are holding, you know, the flowers, incense, you know, and tenders, and asking for the person forgiveness, you know, if I have done anything causes you hurts and harm, you know, and through body, speech or mind, you know, that causes you suffering or any difficulties or harming you, and please, you forgive me. And you can see, you imagine the person smiling and respond to you that, oh, I forgive you. You know, that actually that really helped you, because sometimes you can't force your mind to stop. Even you tell your mind off that stop, don't do it, you know, you can't, because it's not sometimes non-self. But doing this actually is just like give your mind a break, you know, so to lash on to things like that, and also help to softening your mind, asking for forgiveness, you know, asking for forgiveness from others, and also be forgiven to others. And actually it's also good things. If some people find that very useful. Some people used to do that every time before the meditation. They find it very useful before they sit. They do a forgiveness. After that only they start with their breath meditation. They find it very useful because it's helped to soften the mind. Because sometimes you can't help it because of the, you know, some people try to control their mind, you know, not to think. The more you try to control, the worse, isn't it? And then the mind, because when you try to control, not to allow that, you know, then you try to suppress. When you suppress, actually you reinforce. And it's become stronger and stronger, isn't it? Like some of the negative thoughts that, you know, you try to stop your negative thoughts. You can't. The harder you try, the worse, isn't it? It's come more, you know, and very intense. But they said this is how you do that. You know, that is forgiveness itself actually is being kind to yourself. It's a kindness and compassion. It's okay. If I've done anything that I don't think, you know, you make any mistake, you forgive yourself and we forgive others. And it's helped to soften your mind. And also it's helped you to develop this quality. Imagine if you always have this, if you're doing this, this is how you condition your mind. You know, then when you condition your mind, being a person that is forgiven, you develop this quality, you know, someone easy to embrace, to accept, you know, to forgive others, you know, and this is being kind to yourself and kind to others, and it helps you to soften your mind. And if you used to do that, you know, if you especially, of course, you know, at some days that when your mind is really, when we are peaceful, because it sometimes depends at days that you can easily sit peacefully, you don't have to purposely do that. You know, you can just straight away and just sit. You know, you don't have to purposely deliberately that I have to do forgiveness before I sit. No, you don't have to do that. It's just like a carpenter's, you know, at times, you know, you need different tools, you know, but you don't always stick to that, you know. Sometimes you may not need to do that. You may not use that, you know, but at times you need to use it, you know. At times that you can just easily and then become very peaceful and you'll be able to focus, and you don't have to do that, you know. Only at when times that you is really the thoughts, you know, especially things that happen in your life, you know, that is really bother you and you can't let that go easily, and your mind just go on and on and on, and you can use this as a skillful means to help yourself to calm down. But if you be able to focus, you don't have to deliberately do that. Only when you need it. It's just like a carpenter's, you know. At times, you know, when you, sometimes you need to have the light sending, sometimes you have the deeper sending, you have to need the machine to send it down. After that, you need the light sending. So each time is different tools. That's why sometimes meditation, we learn different skillful means, you know, to help, you know, to deal with the difficulties, you know, in our meditation that we experience. So sometimes we need to have a different a skillful mean, different tools to help us. So I think basically that is today we talk about this forgiveness. So and you can do the forgiveness before the sit. So maybe now we have the guided meditation. So we do forgiveness, okay? So just choose a comfortable posture and just to relax your body first. And bring your attention to the body. And just aware of your bodily posture, sensation, and feelings, and just in touch with your body. If there's any tension or tightness in any part of your body, you just relax your body. Just being in touch with your body in this moment. So we begin to do the forgiveness ceremony by taking 3 in breath. As a way to release the anxieties, the tension in your body, and you start to bring those paper to your mind that you have caused them any hurts or harm or difficulties, and you bring them to mind and ask for forgiveness. And you imagine you're holding some flowers, incense, and candles, and you sincerely ask for forgiveness from the person that you have caused them any difficulties or harming them. So through body, speech, or mind, intentionally or unintentionally, if you have done anything causes you any hurts, harms, or difficulties, and please forgive me. And you can see the person in front of you with a big smile said, "I forgive you." Just that we've been holding, we let it all go, and we're starting it new. So we bring those people that we have caused them any hurt or harm, so we bring those people have causes us any difficulties or harm. And if you imagine the person holding some candles, flowers, and incense, candles, and asking for forgiveness. Body, speech, or mind, if they have done anything causes us any hurts or harm, and they ask for forgiveness. And you can see a yourself with a big smile. We say we forgive you. And we let all the grudges that we have been holding on, we let it all go. And we unconditionally forgive them, whoever that causes us any difficulties. And we're starting it new. And you can feel that after you have done that, you feel that it's such a relief. Because all this time, the thing that really bother you and the things that you're holding on is disappear. You feel so light. And you feel the softness, the gentleness in your heart. So in this moment, this is how you feel. The feeling of love, gentleness, and softness in your heart. You can feel that your heart is opening up. We're opening the door of our heart to this moment. We stay in this moment. With our feelings, our sensation, we're in touch with our body. Slowly, we move attention onto our breathing. Mindfully breathing in, and mindfully breathing out. Any questions or comments? Okay, no question. There's a question here from Poland. My meditation seems to go backwards and forwards a lot. I get some peace for a few days, then suddenly I can't even sit for 30 minutes and my body feels restless. What can I do to make progress more consistently? Because this is how we want things to be permanent. And this is sometimes we have to investigate, you know, like when we are restless, there's sometimes some of the things that leading to restless is when we think a lot, you know, or sometimes things that bother us, and you know, and sometimes like maybe, you know, craving, you know, we are not happy, you know, so then you feel restless. So there's that sometimes some of the things that we can develop that in our daily life. To make it more consistent, you develop, because some of the qualities that if you develop actually is helped you, it supports your meditation, like you develop contentment, develop gratitude, you know, appreciation, and those qualities help you to stay. Because sometimes the reason why we can't stay because we are not happy, you know, when you're not happy, we want something else, you know, this moment is not good enough. You know, I want something else. There's like something that is important in our daily life. We can, you know, develop like gratitude. You know, there's like sometimes, you know, in the morning when we have breakfast, you know, we can use the 3 bites practice. You know, that we the first bite, you know, that we bite, you know, that we take the food, you know, then we bring to mind that, you know, things that, you know, that we have gratitude to all the beings, you know, contributes in the food that we have, you know, then we really so grateful that the fact that we have food, you know, but some nowadays people are not grateful, isn't it, that they're, even the food that they say, oh, not good enough, not tasty, you know, and very fussy and choosy about the food. But the fact that we have food, we already so appreciative. And we're so grateful that what we have, the fact that we have the food. And then we think of those beings that have been contributed, isn't it? You know, food, you know, who the people will cook it, people will deliver that, you know, manufacturer. A lot of effort going into the food that we eat, isn't it? So how many of us really appreciate that? How much, you know, effort have put in? The food that we have, isn't it? So sometimes we develop that quality. I find that very useful. In the early days, I used to do that every morning. And I have my breakfast. I see a bit of time. I just sit there. The first bite, I develop this gratitude. So to whatever that I have, the food that I have, I'm so grateful that the fact that, you know, I have the food, I'm so grateful that those who cook the food and those who offer the food, you know, and I really appreciate and gratitude towards them, you know, and bring that to mind. And then I bring into the second bite, I bring to those in mind that really help me, you know, in my path, you know, to develop the devotion towards the person. So I bring them to mind, you know, all the good qualities of this person, how this person has been helping me, you know, how, you know, that I bring to mind this person, you know, who really helped me to this point of my life, you know, to develop the respect, the devotion towards the person. And then the third bite, I will bring all those beings, you know, that's in mind that, you know, that I share the merits I have made, you know, through my practice with all the beings, you know, that you develop that kindness, metta, you know. Actually, it's really helped you do that, because at some stage, like, I find that some of the qualities I lack of, then I will do that every morning, that I deliberately bring that to mind. But I find that it's really helped me to develop those qualities. So when you have those qualities, actually it's really support your meditation. Like, because gratitude actually is leads you to contentment, isn't it? If you're not grateful for anything, you know, anything is not good enough. It's very difficult to be content, isn't it? We always want something else, you know. Then, you know, everything is good enough. I'm so appreciative. Even the fact that I have time to meditate, you know, you appreciate much more. Like some people say, oh, how come you maintain that you balance when you're busy? Because I know that especially with a building project, I've been so busy. But the moment I have the time to sit, you know, I become very appreciative. The fact that, you know, I'm so grateful that I have time to sit, you know, because sometimes we take it for granted, you know, we think, oh, I have plenty of time to sit. When I don't have the time to sit, actually, my meditation is really good. It's okay, even, you know, beside all the busyness, because of I'm really grateful that I have the chance, I have the opportunity to sit. And that's why I feel really content with even this moment that I'd be able to meditate, because we tend to take it for granted. And when you develop those qualities, you know, so usually restlessness is because of lack of contentment. So we develop those qualities. And these are spiritual qualities to mention. The Buddha mentioned a lot, isn't it? Like metta, you know, compassion, you know, and contentment, you know. And that is all support your meditation. So that's why it's important to develop that. And then when you have this is a positive emotion. You know, when you develop these positive qualities, it leads to positive emotion, isn't it? When you have this gratitude, you're content and you're happy, isn't it? And this is how it leads to. When you're happy, your mind has energy, so you'll be able to sustain, you know. But sometimes, sometimes also come from the expectation, the craving. I know sometimes when I have good meditation, and then you crave for next day, you know, you have that expectation. Okay, I try to finish off my work, so I quickly rush back to my kuti, and I quickly sit on there. I can tell you, your mind all over the place because of the expectation. Because of, you know, sometimes when you have good meditation, the next day you plan, you know, you plan ahead. Okay, I'm quickly finished my work. Okay, I quickly run back to my kuti, then I can see. So I try to manipulate, I try to manufacture the same. I remember yesterday, how did I do that? How can I get that, you know? So you try to, the next day you try to, you can't do that. Meditation is natural. Through letting go, you cannot manufacture. Because of today, I have good meditation, and then next day, I try to manufacture, you know, to try to have the same meditation. Oh, yesterday, very nice meditation. So today, I quickly finish my work and rush back, and then I try to sit there and try to recall, like, you know, yesterday, how did I do that, you know? And then I find myself, my mind all over the place because of the craving, because the expectation, you know, because of, you know, we try to control. You can't, you know, the peace and calm come from letting go because of the expectation. So we expect that because of we have the taste of, you know, sometimes when you have nice meditation, then the next, you know, sit, we have the expectation. When you have the expectation come from craving. You want that. So when your mind wants, the one thing, when you want your mind move, difficult to become still, your mind, you know, move, you're not content. So that's why sometimes you say, yes, sometimes when when I have good meditation, because when I have no expectation, isn't it? When you don't expect anything, you just sit, you have good meditation. But when you expect something, your mind will be all over the place. They say sometimes, I know it's quite common to meditate sometimes because of when we have good meditation and then we have that craving, we have that desire, expectation, next day, you know, my meditation will be very good. And then we try to control, we try to manipulate. You can't, you know, it's just natural, it's come from letting go, you know. Make peace and at ease and at peace at this moment. So whatever this moment, yeah, even though your mind wander off, yeah, we make peace with that. Okay, mind, this is not what you want to do. It's all fine, you know. You allow it. Sometimes the more we try to control, actually it's become worse. isn't it? So sometimes you let things be, and slowly your mind will calm down. So sometimes we cannot force the mind, and we cannot manipulate. It's very difficult. You cannot manufacture. It's come from letting go, the peace and calm, you know, to come from letting go. It's not come from getting and craving. When you crave, your mind moves. Your mind very difficult to become still. I think it's very common. I think most of you will have that experience before, isn't it? When you have good meditation and then you crave next day, and then you try to create that again. You know, you cannot create that. It's a cause and effect. It's the causes that you put in earlier. You put in the good, you know, the meditation, karma, you know, that you put in that, you know. Then you have good meditation. So it's cause and effect. You cannot control and you cannot make it happen. And you try to make it happen, you know. So usually when I expect, you know, I try to control and my mind all over the place. Even worse, like this person said, you know, can't even sit for 30 minutes. So yes, no expectation and develop some other qualities, contentment, lack of contentment come from craving. So any questions or comments? No? So maybe we end this session?